Praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. Let's just bow our heads. We open the service. Lord Jesus, we're truly, again, thankful. Every opportunity. Lord, I know we say it often, but truly from the bottom of our heart, we do appreciate, Lord, having that desire to come every night, Lord. It doesn't matter what night it may be. It don't matter who may bring your word, Lord. As long as your word is here to meet us, Lord, it's going to be good to be here. Bless us now. Bless each and every one that's gathered and made the effort to come. Lord, meet our individual needs. And just, Lord Jesus, have your way. Draw us ever closer to thee. Lord, truly, we'll give you the glory and the honor and praise. In your precious name, we ask these things. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Oh, he's wonderful, saints. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, like starting our capstone books there on page 94. I believe he's coming back. Do you believe that, saints? It's not just a story you've heard, but you really believe it. Some people from the Lord are running. They say that there's not coming, but they don't understand what the word said of that day. Some believe it's just a fable, but I know the Lord is able to fulfill the word. He could come back today. Yes, I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe that a voice is gonna sound so loud. One day it'll wake the dead. In the twinkling of an eye, he's gonna split those eastern skies. And I believe he's coming back like he said. Now we know the time is nearing when we'll soon see his appearing. This could be the hour. Yes, this could be the day when the saints from every nation is gonna lose their gravitation in the twinkling of an eye, be called away. And I believe he's coming back like he said. Oh, I believe that a voice is gonna sound so loud. One day it'll wake the dead. Oh, in the twinkling of an eye, he's gonna split those eastern skies. And I believe he's coming back like he said. Amen. And I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe that a voice is gonna sound so loud. One day it'll wake the dead. Oh, in the twinkling of an eye, he's gonna split those eastern skies. And I believe he's coming back like he said. Amen. Do you really believe it? Are you getting ready? Amen. Hallelujah. Page, amen, 27 looks like it is. Keep on the firing line. Amen. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, oh, keep on the firing line. Oh, if you and my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on that firing line. Amen. Oh, there are many dangers that all must face.
If we die a-fighting, it is no disgrace. Cowards in the service will not find a place. So keep on. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you must fight brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on that fiery line. Oh, God will only use the soldier he can trust. Keep on that firing line. If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must. Keep on the firing line. Oh, life is but to labor for the master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on that firing line. Amen. Sing it. You must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. And if you would win for God and the right, just keep on that firing line. Oh, when we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on that firing line. Oh, how we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on that firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin. Oh, with a shout of welcome, we will all march in. So keep on that firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. And if you would win for God and the right, just keep on. Amen. Sing it one more time. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. And if you would win for God and the right, just keep on that firing line.
Amen. Amen, saints. Never stop. Never give up. Amen. Fight. Amen. He promised us every step you put your foot on, it's yours. Hallelujah. Amen. Page 96. Little happy songs tonight. Amen. Oh, what a time that's sure to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a happy time that's sure to be. Jesus coming after me. I hear him calling me away from this old world forever to stay. And when he takes me by the hand in that blessed promised land, what a happy time that's sure to be. Amen. What a happy day. Oh, what a happy day. Oh, that will be when we gather there. What a happy day. Oh, when we climb those golden stairs. James and John, Brother Branham and more. What a happy time that's sure to be. What a happy day. And when I walk in heaven fair, see my blessed Savior there. He'll place a crown on my head, give me a robe of white to wear. I'll walk on streets of purest gold, live forever and not grow old. Shout and sing through the endless ages. Amen. Think about it. Oh, what a happy day. Oh, that will be when we gather there. What a happy day. Oh, when we climb those golden stairs, we'll be with those who've gone before. James and John, Brother Branham and more. What a happy time that's sure. praise. It's going to be a happy day. Amen. Look forward to it. Press. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Let's sing. Let's sing in our pamphlets. I think it is. That glorious church. Amen. Yes. Page 7.
Do you hear them coming, brother? Thronging up the steeps of life. Oh, clad in glorious shining garments. Blood-washed garments pure and white.
Amen.
Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle.
Amen. Are you one of them? Hallelujah.
Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle. Oh, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, do you hear the stirring anthems filling all the earth and sky? Oh, 'tis a grand victorious army. Lift its banner up on high. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle. Gorged in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, never fear the clouds of sorrow. Never fear the storms of sin. Oh, we shall triumph on the morrow. Even now our joys begin.
Amen.
Oh, 'tis a joyous church without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, wave the banner, shout his praises, for our victory is nigh.
Think about it.
Oh, we shall join our conquering Savior. We shall reign with him
on amen, on his right hand.
Oh, it's a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Are you one of those?
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, washed in the blood of the Lamb without a spot or wrinkle. Amen. Right here, right now. Amen. Oh, ain't the revelation wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up? That's the blessing. I'm redeemed by love divine.
Amen.
Amen. Think of his love as you sing it.
I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory. Oh, Christ is mine. Oh, all to him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. I'm redeemed.
Amen.
By love divine.
Amen.
Oh, glory, glory. Christ is mine. love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, all to Him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed.
Amen. Are you redeemed? Amen. Oh, He's wonderful. Oh, what hasn't He done for us, saints? Amen. Oh, it's just unspeakable what He's done for us. Amen. How many have something on your heart? Amen. Just hold it there as we bow our heads. Brother Philip, would you take the request?
Gracious Lord, we're just so glad to be here tonight, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for your redeeming grace, dear God. Lord, when I look at my life, Lord, and see where you brought me from, realize it was only your grace, Lord, and your love, not Father, redeemed me, Lord, from a life of sin. And I pray tonight in each and every one of us that can look at our lives and see where you brought us from, what you've done for us, Lord. And my God, how you're helping us to address our Lord, and just draw closer to you, Lord. And we pray, Father, tonight that you remember those, Lord, that they're asking, they be sick in body, Lord. And my God, the devil tries to tear them down, Lord. We pray, dear God, that you just reach down and strengthen, Lord, and encourage them, Father. And they, whatever the need might be, we pray that you need it. And we pray tonight for every hand that was raised tonight, the need was on the heart. We pray, dear God, you grant that need. May it bring glory and honor unto thy name.
Yes,
and
yes.
We pray tonight for thy word that comes forth, and the anoint the messenger, and the witness lifts the clay, Lord. And thy God, anoint our hearts to receive your word, Lord.
Yes.
We might be strengthened and encouraged, Father, and
yes,
draw closer unto you. And
amen.
We pray now and ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise His holy name. Do you have a song tonight, Karen? All right. Does anyone else have a song? Maybe even a chorus. Amen. Melissa, you got something? 348? Amen. Let's see what that is. Amen. Yes. There's a lighthouse. Amen. Start with a chorus. Amen.
And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone a light around me that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, oh, tell me, where would this ship be? There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness that will safely lead us home. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Thee. Think Jesus is the lighthouse, and from if it was for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be?
Amen. I wish we knew that better. It's a beautiful song. Amen. Where would we be if it wasn't for that light shining down in our hearts? Amen. Praise his holy name. All right, let's all stand then, if you would. Amen. Let's just sing the little chorus, Lord, I Believe. Ask our brother to come, Tim.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the opportunity you've given us together. Lord, we just ask that tonight as we've come, Lord, and these few things you've laid upon our hearts to reminisce, Lord, that we would be open, Lord, and have our hearts open, Lord, and just be receptive that you could speak to us. And Lord, that our thinking would be turned more to, Lord, toward our heavenly home, Lord. Amen. More and more as each day goes by.
Glory to God.
Lord, that we're just traveling through. Lord, we're just passing through. And Lord, we ask you to bless the service, bless your word, Lord, and just move me out of the way. Just use my lips just to speak what you would have and send down your anointing upon your word, we ask. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Could we sing that little chorus, I Love Him?
Amen.
Amen. I love him.
Precious.
Yes, he is.
Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, let's just turn our Bibles to Ephesians, the first chapter, if you would.
Amen.
Amen. Pray the things our pastor's been ministering on still fresh in our heart.
Amen.
Still means a lot to us, I pray. More and more as each day goes by, how it ought to continue to grow.
Yes.
And just thought we'd take a few things here tonight, just speak a little bit, but here in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, we'll just read the first two verses and you can be seated. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
You know, as we've read this scripture many times, and if we was to ask you, at this point, if we was to just stop and say, who was Paul speaking to?
Yes, amen.
You know, if you just read it, if you just breeze through it, you don't think much about it. It's just a letter Paul wrote. But he said to the saints which were at Ephesus. But then he also went ahead and put in there to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And amen, by God's grace, we should be able to see our name in there.
Yes, hallelujah.
And that's the portion of all of the word that's been coming. We've got to make it a personal to each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful to hear the word come and be able to say, Brother so-and-so is excited. He saw that. It's good. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a personal, individual affair.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but, you know, if in the natural, if somebody told me they was going to, if I was the first one to the table, they was going to give me a big steak dinner and a big old sweet potato, I'd probably be the first one to get to that table. Sure be trying hard.
And that's just a natural. That's just a thing. But just think of what God has done for us and what He has promised us in the spiritual realm. And when you begin to see what God has promised you, how that ought to cause that drive to be that much greater, to see this work finished, and to get to our heavenly home. It's just not here. But let's just read on down now. I'll start there at the third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. And it's got to be personal. It's not, it didn't bless Brother DeLong. It didn't bless Brother Suttles. It didn't bless Brother Jim Finley. But you got to see it to yourself. It has blessed me.
Amen.
He blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as He hath chosen me in Him before the foundation of the world, that I would be without blame. And that, amen, let me get back here. That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated unto us the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of His glory, and of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. Amen. Just dwell on it for a moment. He's talking to you. This was a love letter. Paul penned it. But Jesus Christ Himself, the lighthouse we just sang about, He was handing down this letter, these precious words to you and I tonight.
Amen.
Amen. It's not a story. It's not a fairy tale. It's a reality.
Amen.
We're going to meet Him over there.
Yes.
There is going to be streets of gold and gates of pearl.
Yes.
And walls of jasper. And fruit trees that will change their fruit 12 times a year.
Amen.
We're going to see those ones that's gone on before.
Oh,
all of this is going to be a reality one day real soon.
Amen.
And we're going to see that the things that we've known through this temporal life and the things that was allowed, we're going to see it fade away.
Yes.
Amen. In whom we have redemption through His blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us with all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He had purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated. Amen. And remember the Romans 8, as he read it there Sunday night. Those He predestinated, He called, He glorified, and He justified. Amen. Who shall lay anything to God's elect?
Amen.
Amen. An inheritance being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ.
Amen.
And whom ye also trusted after that ye had heard the word of truth and the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after ye believed ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of His glory.
Amen.
And amen, we've been sealed. I want you to think about that. Amen, you get to look around and look at what God said He was going to do for a people.
Amen.
And I just draw a little strength. I want you to look. God created the heavens and the earth. And just think about those things. And that sun has never failed to come up in the east.
Amen.
Every year.
Amen.
Since time He said let it be. That sun's never failed to set in the west ever since. That old moon has never failed to come up at night and give its light. This earth has never stopped bringing forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind. Everything that was spoken, we can look and see that manifestation going on and taking place. And here He said He would have a people that would be holy and without blame before Him in love.
Amen.
And oh my, in this day that He come down and sent a prophet back to us to bring these words back and to open up our understanding that we could see what He's done for us.
Amen.
Where He brought us from And there's going to be a people that can stand before him, longing and loving his appearing, looking for that day that he is coming back, just like he said. Amen. Waiting for that day. Longing for that day. And things of earth have grown strangely dim. But oh my, as we see this taking place, we're looking. We should be looking for that earnest of the resurrection that should show forth in our lives. Burning out through us, the word has come to show us what to look for, how to find the short places and to see this not like Christ. This isn't like Christ. Everything, the word is continually grasping and growing around us and nurturing us and bringing us to that place. But as our brother said, it's got to come to that place where that assurance is mine. That blessed assurance, as we've sang here several services ago. And all of these things come to a reality. That it's me that he's talking about. Not just people go to church all over this world and people read the scriptures and they hear all of this and all they can take, amen to that. That sounds good. But yet God chose someone. He said, no man can come to me unless the Father draws him first. And I will nowise cast him out, but I will raise him up at the last day. And my, how we should, when we can look around and see that drawing in our heart to start with. And see that portion. Yes. That word's true. Amen. I know for a fact I felt his hand drawing me and pulling me, guiding my footsteps. I didn't understand it. I don't know why I got here. I don't know why I went there. But by God's grace, he knew all about it. Amen. And he brought us right to where he wanted us to be, getting us into a tune. And when you look at how many years we have been churchgoers, some of us, as we'll say. I was born and raised going to church. That's what we did. On Sunday morning, we got up and we went to church. Two or three times a week, we went to church. But yet, it didn't mean nothing to me. We went to church. That's what it meant to me growing up. But oh, when God got a hold of my life, then it began to turn around. It wasn't just going to church anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not just coming to church and hearing someone preach. It's not coming to church and just hearing somebody sing. But oh, my God is talking to me. And oh, the Holy Spirit surrounds me and I can feel him as he's bringing that word and he's presenting it. He had a purpose for it.
Yes, he did.
And once you know him, oh yes, you can feel him as you walk through the woods. You can feel his presence surround you. As you read that scripture and meditate upon it in your mind. Maybe you're out on the lake somewhere doing something, fishing, just relaxing on a tractor, making hay, whatever it is, that Holy Spirit's there. And then you recognize that presence, that personality. As our brother brought one time, you can't be a person without a personality. And he brought that out, and just think of that. You can feel that. When I come around you, you know I'm in there, I'm around. You can hear my voice. You hear me talking. You see me. Oh, yeah. God is that real. You know when he's there. You know when he's moving through the building. You can feel his presence as you begin to sing. And it's real to us. And if he's not that real to me yet, then may we cry out to God to open it up and make it real to us. Hey, man, I didn't quite mean to get off that direction, but just, it's so real. And how it should be such a sweetness to us and such a longing to be able to come in and to worship and to praise him here, wherever we are, to meditate on him. Hey, man, let's see here. Let me read this here first, just to catch us predestinated. Little sign here. This is in the message, The Voice of the Sign. This one was preached March 21st, 64, and this is about paragraph 56. And he's just using this for an example. He says, look at them Pharisees in days gone by. They had just a little bit of light because they had the law and they lived by the law. But back down in their heart was black as it could be. And there was a little woman, a prostitute, and her poor life up here was as black as it could be. She was ill-famed, but down in her heart was predestinated. She was predestinated to life. And then when Jesus, the word came on the scene, those Pharisees and this man is Beelzebub, what did it do? It blackened out that little light they had. And Jesus said, you are the Father, the devil, his works you do. But when this little foul woman came, she seen the word of God and she knowed it. She didn't live it, but she knowed it. And as soon as it spoke to her, she said, I perceive you're a prophet. And she said, I know the Messiah will do this. And he said, I am he. What did it do? It cleaned out the blackness and made it all white. There was a seed laying there, a predestinated seed that was in God's thought before the foundation of the world. Amen. And as you see these things, how thankful it should make you. When we can look around and we can see Pharisees of this day, men that felt they were all great and sufficient and made others look so little and dirty and tried to push this off and push that off. But God, in His mercy and grace, He knows who He drawed. He knows who He predestinated. And it doesn't matter what shape they get into, where they came from. He has a way that when the light comes in, the black goes out and it's all white. Amen. I want you to think about it. We all may not have been raised in church. And it don't matter if you was raised in church, you wasn't perfect. You can't be perfect in this flesh. It takes God on the inside to make a perfect being. And this flesh itself's never going to be perfect. But oh, thank God for that little gene of God that He saw in His mind before the moon was ever, stars were ever hung. Amen. He thought of us. And I want you to think of that, how He let it all happen, as our brothers covered it many times. But look at that drawing process. And look how God foretold it in the scriptures. Amen. Of what it would be for that people and how it would work. All these things we haven't been left. He laid it out just the way it would happen. Yes, amen. Amen. You think when He told Jeremiah, "Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I foreordained you to be a prophet." Amen. He foreordained you to be a bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time and season. Amen. Amen. He predestinated some to be housewives. Some just to be husbands. Some to be mill workers. Some to be iron workers. Whatever we are. All the gifts that we have. Maybe I'm someone that can play music. All of these things was given to us of God. And He knew we was going to be here and what we would do. But by God's grace, that was just a piece of the puzzle. Amen. He wasn't really that concerned about all that was going to take place down here, though He watches over us. But He's watching over us to make sure we get back home. Amen. Amen. You think oftentimes when you go on a vacation, you know, and I don't know, we always pray and ask the Lord to give us safe traveling. And you know, we watch over Him. We know that He's watching over us as we travel on our journey and come back home. And it's the same as if you send your children off with someone else, you pray for them and you're watching over them, waiting for that day that they get to come back from their trip and praying, "Lord, keep them safe." Yes. But you know, we don't have no control over what's happening out there when they're gone. But our Heavenly Father, He's watching over every step and He's right there looking down and He knows, "Son, you're going through a rough time. That's a pretty steep hill, but you're going to make it." And He knows. He's right there. He never put more on us than we can bear. Amen. These scriptures should be so alive to us and become such a reality. Yeah. Everything has a meaning. And it's not just something we read, but just think about what God is doing for us in our hearts and in our lives and the drawing that He's taken place. Amen. Let's see here. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Amen. Let me read here in the seal book. This is a little something he said after reading that scripture. This is on page 77 in the breach. In the big book, I don't have paragraph numbers or anything. But he says, "In whom ye also trusted," after he reads the scripture, "the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory." Now, while we've got the scriptures open, the Holy Spirit here itself is a seal. The Holy Spirit itself is a seal, and a seal signifies a finished work. That Holy Spirit being a seal to the individual, and to that individual when he receives the Holy Spirit, then his time is groaning is over because it's a finished work. And I like to used to work for the railroad, and we had boxcars with cans and different things from the canning factory. But then before that car could be sealed, the inspector came around to see if that car was properly loaded. If not, the first time it rammed together or something, it'd be scattered and stuff would break it. And the railroad company was responsible. But that inspector would test everything to see if it was properly in place. If it wasn't, he condemned the car. And then we had to do it all over again until the inspector was satisfied. And when the inspector was satisfied, he shut the door. And the inspector shuts the door, the inspector places a seal upon it. And then no man can break this seal until it reaches its destination. And that's what the Holy Spirit's been doing. He goes and he inspects. And that's the reason you can't have these things. You say, I spoke in tongues. I shouted. I danced in the Spirit. I don't have nothing to do with it. The Holy Spirit inspects the person until he's thoroughly satisfied and knows that they are. And then they are sealed with their eternal destination. And there's nothing can ever break that seal. Amen. Amen. And before this world was ever formed, he inspected that seal. Made sure that it was in place. Amen. And there was nothing going to disrupt it till it got back to its destination. Amen. He says here, a seal signifies a finished work. And when the seventh seal, he's going to speak about, let me see here. Amen. And another thing, a seal signifies is ownership. And the seal has a mark on it that shows ownership. When you are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ and sealed by the Holy Ghost, you no longer belong to the world or anything pertaining to the world. You're owned by God. And another thing is a seal of security. And a seal means you're secured. And you don't believe, and now you that don't believe in eternal security, I don't know. But a seal signifies security to its destination. Woe unto the guy that would try to break that seal. And the Holy Spirit's seal cannot be broken. Amen. Thank the Lord. When you begin to see all that he's done and how he put it into place, he predestinated you. He called you. He glorified you. He justified you. A finished work. Put us down here with his seal of approval upon it. Amen. To the praise of his glory. We are his workmanship, created in his image. Amen. Amen. When you start to see all of those things, how it ought to just cause a jubilation in our heart. When you see what he's done for you and how he's brought us, how, why shouldn't we be loving and longing the appearing of the Lord? Why shouldn't we be wanting to leave this whole world and the cares and the cosmos that it's got when you look around and you can't hardly find good in anyone? It's just corrupt and falling apart all over. Amen. And you feel sorry for people that you can't give what you have. But oh my, thank God for the grace, for the lighthouse that is shown around us. Amen. Oh my, when you think about it. Amen. This is in the message that Greater Than Solomon is here. March 6, 64. Read about page 3, paragraph 18. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all the Father has given me will come to me. No matter how much we try to get in any other way, it's got to be God. It's not him that willeth or him that runneth. It's God that showeth mercy. God is the one that does the choosing. Yes. You haven't chosen me, said Jesus, but I have chose you. Amen. And oh my, when you begin to see that it's truly his grace and his mercy, how it illuminates, it don't make you some big something. It don't make you feel like you're better than someone else, but it'll show you how small you are. Yeah. Without him. Amen. Glory. Amen. You know, I often think over the years, it's just a small thing, but people would trifle over paying tithes and offering. And, you know, I'm not going to pay on the gross. I'm going to pay on this. And I don't feel like I owe on that. I didn't get that. And here they, all the time, if God had lifted his thumb, they wouldn't have had nothing. But oh my, when you see what God's done for you, and you see in the word that says that's his, it's not a problem to see that God gets his first. It's not a problem, not something you have to fight, oh, I wish I'd keep that in my pocket. But oh my, it's one more word that you see and it becomes a reality. And oh my, you never think about it. It's just done, it's gone, it was never mine to begin with. But how the word changes your attitude and the way you look at things. Sure does. Amen. You know, this world, the almighty dollar's everything. The dollar means everything to everyone. And oh my, but I thank God. Amen. Oh my, I didn't, without money, without price. But by God's grace, he dipped into our hearts. Amen. What we have. Amen. I couldn't earn it. I couldn't buy it. I couldn't get the peace that I have. Oh my, the joy that I have. People spend millions of dollars playing the lottery, trying to get peace of having money. You spend all their money in a bar trying to get some happiness and satisfaction. And oh my, waste their life. And God freely gave me joy. He freely gave me peace and a happiness that passes anything and nothing this world can even come close to manufacturing. Oh my, if we didn't have nothing in life, we would have a joy. We'd have a peace. Oh, think about it. Hey, man, it's nice to have a home. It's nice to have a car, things we need in life. But those are just temporal and going to pass away.
Yes, that's right.
But oh, what's burning down on the insides forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. He says, you haven't chosen me, I chose you. And we find that the Antichrist in the last day will deceive all that dwells upon the earth, whose names were not written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world. Your name was put in God's book before the Lamb was slain.
Yes.
And when his program was laid out, the whole thing, you were recognized in that program. Because you got eternal life. The word eternal never did begin. Neither can it end. You were an attribute of God's thinking before the world was ever created. And the only way you can have eternal life and that life that he was thinking of you is in you now. And there is no way to separate it. It's in there to stay. Amen.
Yeah,
when you think about it, oh my.
Amen.
That you can just see, we mentioned the other night, when you look at see what those apostles went through. And I said, you look at Paul, it seemed like every day was a shipwreck or a turmoil. It was just around him. In prison, beaten, left for dead, just all these things. But yet in that, they could sing when they were in prison. They could praise God. It was just a worship through their life. Why, you can beat a person, you can whip them, you can do all you can, but you cannot take away that joy, that peace, that long-suffering. It's laying down on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. When it's in there, it's there to stay. There's nothing going to take it away. Amen. How easy. That's why the word has plainly showed us. These things will be in you and abound. Amen. If we can lose our joy, we lose our salvation, we get discouraged, there's something lacking in our experience. And that's why the word has plainly showed us to make sure to cry out and get in there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is in the Amen. I'm going to read this. This is in the token. November 28, 63. Amen. Page 8, page, start about paragraph 49. And it may just seem like words, but just listen and let God just think about these things with all things that we've been hearing. Amen. Now we have a token in this day. We've been given a token, which is the antitype of that type, of the natural token. We've been given the supernatural, supreme token. All that foreshadowed has given to this generation has been given the token. We have the Holy Ghost as our token. It is our identification that we've accepted the death of the Lamb. Not only was Jesus just a human life to come back upon us, but it was God himself manifested in flesh that brought back upon us the adoptions of son, that we are now sons and daughters of God. That is the token. It's our identification of the Passover. It's our identification that we have believed God and God has accepted. Back there, they didn't have the gospel as we have it today. It was taught to them in forms, and it went through rituals because the Holy Spirit wasn't given. But today, we have the substance. We don't have just set form or just chemicals. You could not take the blood of Jesus Christ and apply it to every heart. But God sent back the Holy Ghost, and that's the token, was upon the human's heart. And that is your identification, that you have accepted God's plan, met Jehovah's requirement, and he met them for you at Calvary. And you have met them on your knees, and God has given you the token sign. The return of the Spirit was upon Christ is in you, a guaranteed identification of his life, death, burial, and resurrection alive forevermore. Now in the believing church, amen, it's a positive token sign. That's a token sign. It will be evil spoken of, sure. But that's where Egypt made fun of it. And so does the people today, but it's still God's required token. They couldn't put the chemical blood of Jesus upon like they did the lamb, because they put the chemical blood of the lamb upon him. Because there was no life in that lamb that could come back upon the worshiper. But here, the life that was in the blood, which is the life is in the blood, that blood was shed at Calvary and bathed upon the ground, and we have a token of that blood, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost to identify us as believers. And these signs shall follow them that believe, not just professors, but identified believers. They may not follow. They probably will. Perhaps they will. Jesus said they shall follow them that believe. Just absolutely impossible for it not to happen. Amen. The works that I do shall you also. That's the identification. Jesus' identification was to manifest the word of God, which he was. And the church's identification today is to manifest the promised word of this day. And by the Spirit that manifested and quickened the word then, that same Spirit quickens the word to the believer today and manifests the same thing, showing that the token is on this person, which is the resurrected life of Jesus Christ living in his believer. Amen. Oh, that ought to set the church afire, and it's true, just as true as it could be. Amen.
Yes, it is.
And when you can see this body quickly come subject to that word, when you can hear this word come forth and watch it bring this body under subjection, oh my, how it ought to truly set our hearts on fire for what God is doing. Amen. Not just professors. Oh my, amen. We have to identify ourselves with our sacrifice. We have to be identified in his death. When a Jew placed his hand upon the sacrifice, he was identifying himself, transferring his sins to the sacrifice, and the sacrifice died. Now we place our hands by faith upon Jesus Christ and are identified with him in his death. Not only in his death, but if we are accepted, we are identified not only in his death, but in his resurrection. By the life that was in him is sent back upon the believer as a token, a memorial that death has passed from it. And God has sealed you into the kingdom of God until the day of your redemption. Amen. Just think of that. That life on display. Oh, my, what an assurance it ought to bring into our hearts.
Yeah.
Amen. My fare's been paid. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my, I'm going to be there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let me read this here just to finish up. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. Won't hold you too long. Hallelujah. Page 22 and paragraph 152. God's everlasting eternal token. It's eternal life by eternal God. And anything that had a beginning has an end. And everything had a beginning besides God. And God is the only form of eternal life there is. And when God places his Holy Spirit in you, which is God, when God places himself within you, you're as eternal as God is. Because you're a part of him. Because you've become a son or daughter of God, you're displaying his word. Hallelujah, I feel religious. That's true. God identifies in himself. You've got eternal life, and that's God in you. And this word is God, and that word lives and produces itself just exactly what God has ordained for this age. You have it. Amen. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit being displayed. Yes, sir. What is it? The Holy Spirit. The word has been quickened to you by the Holy Spirit to vindicate this age that you have passed from death unto life. And I want you to think about it, saints. As time goes on, look how much word and mysteries that people said called their name is thrown away and pushed aside. And no, that's not the way it is anymore. But God predestinated a few that down in their heart, it's amen, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And there's a cry to keep every word.
Amen.
Not to live like this world and to be like this world, but there's something down inside that they know they're not from this word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And you are his. Oh, because he is, we have the right to all that he has purchased for us. Every promise in the Bible is yours. It belongs to you. When this token is upon you and God has sealed you, now we want to check ourselves just for a moment. When God has given you the true baptism of the Holy Spirit, then the life of Jesus Christ is within you. That's true. And how we ought to think about this more. In our daily walk as a mother, if I'm going through life and maybe my son or daughter needs something, a little something's happened at home. If I truly know that I'm bearing within me a portion of God himself, and I know that my life is backing up to this word 100%, what an assurance I should have in my heart that I can go with God without condemnation if a situation should arise.
Amen.
And though I'm a sister, I can kneel down and cry out to God, and I know he's going to be right there on the scene.
Amen.
To meet and give me my heart's desire, what I ask for.
Yes,
amen. Just think about it. Us brothers the same way. Every day, situations arise, and just think, he's there. If our hearts condemn us not, we can have what we ask for. And how this word should be bringing us to a stage where we know what it means to be born again. We've saw God bring it back to show us how our lives should be lining up.
Amen.
And if our lives are lining up and we can see that it was him that was drawing me and him that's brought me this far, then I know that if he killed that old nature, nature, and I see my drives and my desires and my passions are all changed.
Hallelujah.
And then I know I was in the thoughts of God.
Hallelujah.
And I know I'm justified. Then I know I'm glorified. How we should be able to stand before God with that assurance every day in our heart.
Amen.
There is no more, well, where's my gun? Where's my knife? Oh, call the police. No, there's a peace. There's a joy. Lord, you are my ever-present help in the time of need. Hey, amen. He's there all the time watching over us. Hey, amen. He says, well, admit that to me, the new birth. You are born anew of the Holy Ghost because that's what God has did, and you are no good in yourself. You accept what God has did, and when he seals you into his kingdom by the Holy Spirit, everything that Jesus purchased and promised you in the Bible is yours.
Amen.
It's your property because it's paid for. Amen. Life is mine. He paid for it. Life is yours. He paid for it. Healing is mine. He paid for it. Healing is yours. He paid for it. He paid for it. Freedom is mine. He paid for it. He purchased. Belongs to the man that holds the token. Amen. Everything he purchased belongs to the man that holds the token. Pass my token upon the streetcar on the day of judgment, and I'll pass over you. Amen. Holding it in. Holding your confession in the word that Jesus Christ has died for you.
Amen.
And when he does it, he displays himself through you. Amen,
amen,
he says. And oh my, when you can see that displayed through you, oh, what a joy it ought to bring. What a peace. And when you can read and see, he paid for it. Nowhere in there did I pay for anything. But oh, he paid it all. Amen. How great he is. Amen. To see what he's done for us and doing. And oh my, what assurance ought to be coming into our hearts of where we're standing and our standing with the Lord. And to be able to stand here in this last day as we see things shaping up. We know it's going to come to an end. And we know things could get really bad. We don't know what will happen, but we know one thing. It don't matter. They can destroy this temple, but they cannot destroy me.
Amen.
Amen. By God's grace, I'm going to rise. Amen.
Amen.
Whether I have to go by the grave or whether he comes before then, amen, I'm going to stand on those streets of gold. Amen. And may that truly be burning in each one of our hearts with an assurance. I know I'm going to be there. I've made it by grace. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a finished work. I've been sealed. Amen. That seal was placed on there. And I know it's going to return right back to where it was sealed to begin with. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. It may seem kind of chopped up and kind of maybe a little jumping around, but a lot of things,
amen.
You know, there's, it would take, when you stop and look at the messages that we have heard over the years, and I mean years, look how much teaching and preaching of the word it takes to bring out all of these things.
Yes.
And how we ought to thank God for every time we've had a chance to hear it and bring it back.
Amen.
A little piece here, and someone brought it this way, someone brought it that way. And it all winds up gelling together to make a picture that God can deal with our hearts. Amen. I love him.
Amen.
I appreciate him. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Anyone got a course on your heart?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing it. Brother Josh.
I do, but I don't know it. You might. That song I know there's no doubt about it. He's in my heart.
Amen. I might know the course. Amen. I say some of you others do too. Amen.
I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven.
Amen. Brother Saul, do you know the...
Oh, I know.
Amen. That's the way it goes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's try it one more time.
I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know. Sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven.
Amen. Hallelujah. Something seems to be missing, but amen, the words are good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my, saints, we got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. As our brother comes, let's just sing that little chorus. I've got so much to thank him for. got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. For He has been so good to me. And when I think of all He's done and where He brought me from, I've got so much to so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for He has been so good to me. And when I think of all He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him.
Got a lot to thank Him for. By His grace and mercy, I've got a lot to thank Him for too. Amen. He's so precious to me, so good for what He's doing in my heart. And just the last few weeks, it's just seemed to be getting so much richer and purer, and such a solidness. I'm just so thankful to think that God would think so much of us, you know, that In bringing out this true justification, it just seemed like, I don't know, I'm sure it's the same with you, but it just seemed like everywhere you go now in the Scripture, everything just gels together and points to He didn't want to see that filth on us. He wanted to see us justified. And that's the way He's seen us. That's what He's seen in His mind. That's the way He made it. And that's the way it's going to be. And ain't nothing going to change it. Amen. I was thinking about, actually, I'll just read a short little Scripture. Quotes and things, and it was in the Colossians, and it was Colossians 1 and 22. In the body of His flesh, through death, to present you, like Brother Timothy said about the other scripture, you got to see it's you personally. So you got to see it's you.
Amen.
To present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. Amen. Glory. As I said, it just seems like it pops out everywhere. Oh, it's so glorious. I'll tell you, when the truth sets you free, it gives you something to shout about. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited about what God's doing. Amen. Because I know this is what it's going to take to get a people ready for a rapture. You've got to know exactly where you're standing. You can't be wandering around in darkness and shaking nervously and with unassurance in your heart, but you got to have a blessed assurance, a full assurance of understanding. Amen. So let's just keep praying the Lord will open our understanding greater than the Word. Will you do that? Amen, because we can't do it in ourselves. It takes Him moving in His Holy Spirit in our lives. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we have gathered here this evening now, and we've enjoyed Your precious Word, and it's just seemed like every time, I don't care what quote it is, what scripture it is, Lord, it's so easily by Your grace now we say, Lord. But it's so easily to be able to just apply ourselves to it. That, Lord, we're a part of that scripture. We're a part of that quote. But, Lord, it only stands to reason because You said we're a part of Your Word. And, Lord, we come from the very thoughts of Your very thoughts is Word, Lord. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So, Lord, You've made us a part of that, and we've always been a part of that. So, Lord, that's why I believe it's just so exciting to be able to hear the Word and just be able to easily identify yourself with it. That, Lord, that's me. That's me that You're talking about. And, Lord, that's what the prophet has showed us many times. And, Father, I trust You'll be able to just put a greater revelation in our hearts. The Father will truly be identified with this Word. We'll see that Word identified in us. The Lord, it'll be as exactly as Apostle Paul said. That we've said so many times, Lord, in Galatians 2:20, that I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. Oh, Lord, what a beautiful place to stand in. Lord, when we can see this old flesh is overcome and the Holy Spirit has moved in and taken it over. And Lord, it's your token, your life manifested. It's on display. And Lord, as our brother was reading that, how it just was exciting in our hearts to think again, Lord, with so many people in the message, Lord, when they hear those scriptures spoken, what the prophets speak on, that, Lord, the works that I do shall you do also. They immediately only want to apply it to some miracle. Oh, Lord, some laying on hands or something of that nature to happen. But, Lord, you renewed our minds to it again tonight as our brother read it out of the token. Lord, that token is the life being manifested, the word being manifested. And, Lord, that's all the word. If we were to just take the word of laying on hands and people being healed and eyes opening up and things like that, that's just part of the word. That isn't all the word. Lord, it's every word that proceeds in the mouth of God. That's the word made manifest. So, Lord, it ain't only the laying on hands. It ain't only the eyes being opened and, Lord, all these different things, miracles taking place. But it's the literal life. It's the every action, Lord, how you would respond to things in life and tests and trials, how we would do it, Lord, if it's according to you, way you would do it. That's what it's all about. It's every word. So, Lord, help us now, Father, to see the reality of these things. And let us just help us to quit separating this away from the word and that, that, Lord, this isn't important and this isn't what you meant. But, Lord, it's every word that proceeds in the mouth of God. So, Father, help us now. At this little tabernacle here, Lord, if there's not another tabernacle that wants to press on, let this little tabernacle press on, Lord. Because, Lord, we can't sit around and wait for somebody else. Lord, it's an individual affair between you and I. These individuals here, Lord, it's between them and you. Lord Jesus, and we must get ready and redeem the time and use it wisely. Father, we ask now thy will be done. Guide us by thy Holy Spirit and bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. And Lord, help us, Lord, to come yielded and praying and seeking you, Lord, to speak to our hearts and give us revelation. We ask in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. Hallelujah. He's so good. Amen. Anybody got anything else you want to say before we leave? It's been good to be here. There's many missing, but I'm so glad I could be here. Amen. Amen. So glad. May God bless you. You're dismissed.